We've been hearing a lot lately about what blacks have to cope with every day in America. Not just African Americans, but Africans in America, too. Our next story is about a man from Liberia. His family fled their country's 14-year civil war and came here to the U.S. as refugees. But now he's moved back to Liberia, and his mother is not happy. Heidi Shin has their story.
My name is Mercy Kura.
And I'm Jefferson Kura.
And this is your...
Oh, this is my mother.
And my son.
Mercy Krua and her son are trying to see eye to eye about something. It's about where to call home. She lives in Boston, but is a Liberian refugee. And not all of her memories of Liberia are good ones.
They didn't really care. They were killing everybody. And so it was really difficult. It was terrible.
But sitting on his mother's couch, Jefferson remembers it differently. He was just 5 years old when they left, and it all felt like an adventure. He says when they eventually arrived in the U.S., that's when life got hard. It was the 90s, and he was about to start middle school.
So when I came to America, we were living in a very bad neighborhood. One of my cousins was held at gunpoint.
Okay, here we go. Can you lock it, please? Oh, sure.
He takes me back to the housing projects in Boston, where he spent most of his teen years. He shows me the street corner where he was jumped and his cousin was mugged, all while the school crossing guard looked on. He was allowed to go from home, to school, to church, and that was it. And he kept his head in the books and made it to college, to Cornell, where he met other Africans. Not refugees, but wealthy international students. Here, it was cool to be African. The university housed a rare collection of journals where he learned about Liberia from scholars.
Like, I had to come to America and go to a remote place like Ithaca, New York, where I'm able to discover my people even more.
At Cornell, he studied civil engineering and set his sights on going back to Liberia. He'd heard of other young Africans who went to school abroad and were returning to the continent now. So Jefferson moved back to Liberia last summer, just after the Ebola crisis had ended.
Man, I wanted to kiss the ground. I was so excited. It's like everybody talks like how you talk in your home. It's just a nice feeling to not be the other. I was really happy.
He launched a digital news outlet called The Bush Chicken. He's also working on a startup to bring a bike share program to Monrovia, where it can take hours for kids to get to school. But his mother still worries about him. It's like he's starting all over again, she says.
I'm concerned. I mean, almost everybody is out of there, and I don't have any, like, on-call or older person that I can really rely on to say, oh, Jeff is over there, you can look out for him.
For Mercy, America is the place that's provided opportunities. She worked long hours as a nanny and saved enough to finish nursing school. Now she works as a registered nurse and is a homeowner in Boston.
Right now, honestly, I'm from Liberia. But wherever I am right now, I consider it to be home for me.
She doesn't want to talk about Liberia anymore. The memories make her sad, she says. Instead, she proudly shows me a picture of President Obama and Martin Luther King Jr. hanging on her living room wall. But Jefferson tells me this story about a run-in he had with the police just in front of his mother's house in Boston not too long ago.
They're questioning me. One of them is so aggressive. He shouts at me. He says, why are you taking so long? Don't you know it's cold out here? And as a black male in America, I am just scared. So with something like that, it's really hard to call America home. No matter how much money I can make in this country, whatever, I'm always going to be a black man in America.
But in Liberia, Jefferson is the 1%. He shows me photos of the resorts he frequents, the press badge he flashes that gives him access. He can even put on an American accent whenever he needs it, something that affords you respect in Liberia. His ultimate goal is to become Minister of Transportation, and he's even renounced his U.S. citizenship so he can enter politics there.
All my dreams, everything, all my goals, they're focused on Liberia. I have these nightmares where I wake up and just be sweating and just like, it's basically Liberia got into another war again, and that's a fear for me because I don't know what I would do.
But for now, he's embracing the opportunities his new home has given him. For The World, Heidi Shin, Boston.